In the Democratic race for president, Bernie Sanders has won 18 states, and he's likely to win at least a handful more before it's all said and done. It's a remarkable feat for an insurgent candidate few had heard of a year ago, especially considering that the candidate is a 74-year-old self-described Democratic socialist, and he took on one of the best-known and best-connected politicians in America. NPR's Tamara Keith looks at how Sanders' message has met the moment.
Back when Bernie Sanders' campaign was just ramping up and he was still giving speeches under covered picnic shelters to small groups of Democrats, he was talking about a political revolution.
The only way we bring change to this country, and I'm the only candidate I think who will tell you this, is when we develop a strong grassroots movement that tells the people who today control America they can't have it all. This country belongs to all of us.
The speech hasn't changed much, but the venues have gotten bigger, much bigger. And now it actually looks like a movement.
You know, oftentimes in politics, we talk about a candidate rising to meet the moment.
Neil Soroka is with the progressive grassroots group Democracy for America, which has endorsed Sanders.
But in this case, I think what we've seen in this election is the moment meeting a candidate, Bernie Sanders, who has literally been fighting on income inequality issues from the very start of his career.
0.5% of the people, the richest 0.5%, earn as much as the bottom 27%, and the top 3% earn as much as the bottom 40%.
That was Sanders in a 1976 debate. The audio comes from the Vermont Historical Society. Today, Sanders gets thunderous applause, making the very same case.
And we will not accept a rigged economy in which ordinary Americans work longer hours for lower wages, while almost all new income and wealth goes to the top 1%.
If Sanders had carefully calibrated his message to meet the mood of the post-recession Democratic electorate in the age of super PACs, he may well have wound up right where he is. But his campaign aides say Bernie just did Bernie. Soroka pointed me to a video of Sanders endorsing presidential candidate Jesse Jackson nearly 30 years ago.
10% of the population of this nation is able to own 83% of the wealth.
You see a Bernie Sanders from 1988 literally saying the same things that he is saying now. It's like unbelievable.
Soroka says Democratic voters were primed for Sanders.
The party has shifted and changed, and kind of this Elizabeth Warren wing of the party was rising prior to the 2016 election. And it's kind of, you know, now it is the leading force in the Democratic Party.
In other words, the ground was prepped for Sanders' long-held message to thrive, plowed by things like the Occupy Wall Street movement of 2011.
What she said?
The protest movement wasn't successful in terms of meeting its goals, but it elevated the idea of the 1% and the 99%. That was followed by the Black Lives Matter movement. And then along comes Bernie Sanders talking about a revolution. Tom Sanders specializes in civic engagement at Harvard's Kennedy School.
About 1 in 12 college students last year said that they expected to be involved in a student protest or demonstration, and I think about 3/4 of freshmen believe that it's really important to help others in difficulty. Those are actually the highest levels that we've seen for freshmen since the mid-1960s, so that's what Bernie is tapping into.
Now the question is whether Bernie Sanders can convert his movement into something lasting, with the Democratic nomination for president getting further from his reach. Tamara Keith, NPR News.